Is the dearth we experience today caused by less sensitivity to gift and are becoming more traditional? Well, I'm not sure that less sensitivity to gift and becoming more traditional are natural consequences, but I do think that God has a way for the body to work. He has a way for the church to work. And the measure in which we submit to that, the greater will be the blessing of God on our lives. And when we try to do things our way, the Lord says, well, you're welcome to try, but I'd prefer doing it my way. I think my way is the best. So I think that the measure in which we understand the principle of gift and how we're dependent on one another, we need each other, and that God has given you the ability to bless my soul and given someone else the ability to bless your soul, that we share this wonderful common life with one another, in that measure we will discover the fruitfulness that comes from the dews of Hermon flowing through our lives. The Dead Sea is a graphic illustration of what we might describe in this question as being the sort of traditional view of things. The same water that flows into the Sea of Galilee flows into the Dead Sea. The Sea of Galilee is rich and fertile. The Dead Sea is dead. Yeah, it's dead. And the reason it's dead is because it takes the water in, but it doesn't give it out. See? And that's what happens. It's worth a bundle. It's worth trillions. But it's dead because it just takes in the blessing and it doesn't give it out. And so if we're like the Sea of Galilee, we take it in, we pass it on. In the process, we become fruitful. If we just take it in and don't pass it on, we're responsible for a huge amount. We've got all this truth, but it's not bringing any blessing. It just becomes dead to us. So it's a graphic illustration, isn't it, of what happens when we take it in but don't give it out.